Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Fabulous. Not one of you said, I'm tired. Yeah, everybody's tired. Get over it. I'm so glad that you're here this morning. It's wonderful to have you here. I have a question for you. When you go to a party, what's your favorite thing? How, you know, when you see this thing, you know you are at a party.
I've been at my party at Lindsay's house.
You've been at your party at Lindsay's house, and how did you know you were at a party? Were you there too?
Yeah, but my party was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but how...
Yes, we were at a party.
You were at a party. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Okay, I have some stuff. I have some stuff in the garden later. We'll talk about it. How do you know you're at a party? What do you think? People are
having
cake and more cake. What else?
Games.
For games. Parties. What games do you play at parties? Okay. Okay. You know, how do you know you're at a party? Do you play cribbage?
You would.
Yeah. Do you play dig a garden up and plant new stuff at a party?
Yeah, we did that.
You did that, of course.
Not usually.
What kind of game? Pin the tail on the donkey. Any of you even know that game?
Yeah.
Whew, I was really worried about that. Okay. So what else do you have? Balloons.
Even more cake.
More cake. Water balloons. What else?
Pot.
Pie.
Ice cream.
How did you get pie?
When you were okay. It's all good. Well, I have certain things. So the thing, here's the deal. When I go to a party, this is my. Certainly not a mug.
It's a cotton mug.
It's a teacup. That. That's how I know I'm at a party, because I love tea parties.
And I love tea parties, too.
Oh, it's so nice to have. Did you bring the cucumber sandwiches?
No, I didn't.
But see, here's the thing about parties is they have stuff like this, balloons, and they have cake, but they also have a smell. Do you want to smell what my party smells like? Can you smell it? Yeah. Some people don't like that smell, but only crazy people. Yeah.
Tea. I like it.
What kind of tea?
Tea. What is tea?
This is Earl Grey tea from Fortnum in England. This is not just it, but this to me is the smell of hospitality. Did you want to smell it too, Missy? Hospitality, and that is what our brother Abraham, he had a party. He was for three. He had a party. They didn't have made three cakes and oil, flour, and for some people, he didn't even know he had a party for them. And they sat around with their teacups out. Have you ever had a party for a stranger?
Well, I had a party.
Who usually comes to your parties?
My friends.
Your friends. Did Abraham know who these people were?
No.
And he had a party anyway. That's really what Jesus calls us to. Not just to pick or to have a party for the people that we know.
Let's go dig up the garbage.
But to... But, okay, just a second, honey. But to instead entertain angels unaware.
Nope.
To be gracious to people we don't know. So that Jesus will send the disciples out, we heard in the gospel, sends them out to places that they've never been to be with people they've never met, to be God's grace for them, to be gracious hosts, just like Abraham was. Of our job, that sort of job, to entertain angels unaware, even though we don't know who they are, to help people that we don't know and to love them and to share our life with them, to have a kind of party for the world. Now, you had something very important to say.
Well, I had at a birthday, but all the people have been coming to my party.
All the world. But most of them were.
All the adults were at my party.
That's the big thing, is to have the adults because they pay for the presents. Let's pray. Give you thanks that you call us to be your of grace for the world. And help us always to remember, God, to invite those who we do not know to be a part of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Amen.